Were books very important in your home?
Oh yeah, books were very important.
Did your...
As a matter of fact, that's how my dad made his living later on. He was a bookseller.
What was your father's name?
Hjalmar Gislason.
And did he have a store?
Yes, on Sargent Avenue.
And when would that have been?
Well, it would be sometime around 1920.
Yeah.
And at that time, well, when he first went down to Sargent Avenue, when we first moved to the West End, he was in partnership with some other men, and they published a newspaper, which they published for 3 years. It was called Borald, and it was the same type of paper. It was a weekly paper, like the Lauberg and the Heimskringla. Not many people around now that know that there was ever was another Icelandic paper published on Sargent Avenue. But it was. I remember the presses and the linotype machine. They got a man from Iceland to operate the linotype machine that could set Icelandic, you see. The linotype operator here couldn't set Icelandic because they didn't know the language. They couldn't read it. So they had to get a guy from Iceland.
What caused this paper to get started? Well, what were the factors that got it going?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't old enough to be interested in politics, but I think it was politics, political motivation. But I wasn't interested in that. I don't know what caused it, it never did. It was never a financial success. My dad wasn't a particularly good businessman anyway, in that way.
What partners?
Money was not important to him.
What partners did he have in it?
Well, Sigurdur Julius Johannesson. He was the editor, I guess, or he was the mainspring in it. And there were other men, which I don't know because I didn't take much interest. Don't forget, I was 14 years old and I was not interested in an Icelandic paper. But I remember it.